Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do. My, I'm blessed again to come before you. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Primetime. It's been a while. We've been really taking, since the Christmas holidays, this group that's working with Talking Sports Plus Primetime, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell, ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and a team of individuals that join me from time to time. We're praying that they're able to get in. I show them the information. They say, we're going to make sure we get on tonight and talk some sports. So we look forward to having them on here as soon as this team, and I want to be able to introduce them when they come on. Also, check us out on the web link. You have that opportunity. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, you have an opportunity to check us out on Facebook. We'll be in broadcast live on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. Instagram, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And the handle for those individuals is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And also President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. On Tumblr, we're being broadcast on Tumblr Live, and that's at Dr. Low Smith Blog Talk. Now, we want you to be able to tweet the show. You'll have that opportunity. You can tweet our show at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Tremaine Edwards with the, just Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach_L_Smith, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, and at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Our on-demand episode, if you want to go back and check us out, we have 648 now. Glad to have that many published when I had a chance to present to you. And you can also check us out on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, along with LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter. You have so many opportunities to check out our shows. This is our anniversary month. September the 27th will be 6 years in operating, in operations, and we're glad to have an opportunity to do this. We wanted to get the word out as our brand for this show, which is Talking Sports Plus Primetime, is we're the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States of America. So we're so glad to be able to bring this format before you, as well as WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, have about 40 countries of listeners and watching. It ain't just about. it is 40. We're looking at 41. That's where you should be at, about 41. And those countries are truly, truly playing a major part in what we're doing. We're based here on the North American continent in the state of New York. And you have Canada. I also have listeners over there. They're on the North American continent. We're excited to add the some audience watchers and listeners out of the South America, and that's Brazil. So we're truly happy to have each one of the Brazilians being a part of us. Thank you so much for just want to listen to what we're trying to do through WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, so we're glad to do that. Also, WBSW Radio giveaways. We're giving away quite a few things in this month especially. We need to have your name along with the four means of transaction. And for the purpose, if you just want to send your name, that's fine with us. You can send your name. Then you can use either Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you're on here and you're live with us right now, type in the name that you want me to place in the raffle. So you'll be available to win a hotel stay. We're hooked up to do a hotel stay in Paris, France, 5 nights, 6 days. We're going to also be working on giving away a 5 nights, 6 days to Dubai. We have a 3-night Cancun, and that's 5 nights and 6 days. So get your name in so we can raffle you off and make sure you have an opportunity to win one of these awesome prizes or giveaway that we have. We also want to let you know that we give away gift cards. We also give away food vouchers along with gas vouchers. We also just give away a love offering. That's why we ask for one of the means of transaction. So we can send you something that says thank you for being a part of it. And you can share with others that you're checking out WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. See, tonight is all about sports. So truly what we want to focus on as our brand is the historical black colleges, high school and middle school. But we bring in some power of five. So let me give a shout out to MCD Bank underscore 1848. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Quarter, Brother Darrell Baker. Thank you so much, Jordan. J. Cole, 215, joining us. Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My wife, thank you so much for supporting. Love you very much. Brown Shug, none other than, thank you for joining us. Barbara Lucas, she's joining us as well. Then we have several individuals over on our Tumblr live. We have Love Sweetness Sex Blog. That's their handle. We're reading what we see. June Diaz, number one, along with UZAK, Larger Than T. Thank you so much for joining us. And others are joining us as we speak, so we're allowed to announce them in the next segment as they be a part of this. Let's talk about our title. Our title of tonight's show, The Game of Football is On. Last weekend, you had a pleasure of watching some football. And I really hope you had an opportunity to enjoy the game, whether you had your meat in the seat at the stadium or your meat in your seat in your recliner, on your couch, or whoever a place you was, you had a chance to watch some football, which was truly an awesome week two. And we're going to talk about week two. We always start off with our historical black colleges and university storyline. We want to make sure we continue talking about the road to Atlanta. And for many of you that might be asking, what are you talking about? The road to Atlanta will apply to the SWAC, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference, versus a representative from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference in Atlanta called the Celebration Bowl. And in that celebration bowl, those teams from each of those conferences will compete. Last year, we give a shout out to North Carolina Central, won the Black College Football National Championship by defeating Jackson State University. So the MEAC won it last year. We also want to share with you the rankings. We call it power rankings, and you might want to say, I'm going to listen and see if my school is going to be a part of it. The number one ranked team, making it 3 weeks in a row, is North Carolina Central out of the great state of North Carolina. The second ranked team comes from the SWAC Conference. At this point, it's a front runner for possibly winning the championship in the SWAC, and that's Florida A&M University out of the state of Florida. Number three is Southern. Southern on the Western Division of the SWAC Conference. Yes, they are 1-1. They lost to Alabama State University in the first week, 14-10. Now they have won their next game, which they beat Jackson State this past weekend. We'll talk about that. And they're on their way to playing Alabama A&M coming up this week. Number four is Howard University. We'll shout out for the Basins, Howard University. Number five is Jackson State University. Jackson State at this time is 1-2, but they are playing competitive team. They lost North Carolina Central, and they lost to Southern. So if enough, not them to drop very far in this power ranking. Number six, who was number three last week, is Alabama State University. They fell from number three to number six after losing to Miles College out of Birmingham, the Bears, the Golden Bears up there. They beat Alabama State 21-17. We'll talk about that and we'll give the results. Number seven is North Carolina A&T out of the great state of North Carolina. Number eight is Texas Southern University out of the great state of Texas. Number nine is Alcorn State University out of Mississippi down on the reservation. Number 10 is Morgan State University out of the great state of Maryland, which is Baltimore. Their home is Baltimore, Maryland. Number 11 is Prairie View A&M out of the great state of Texas. So in the top 11, you have two teams from the great state of Texas who competed against each other in the first week when they played in the first week, week zero, and Texas Southern was successful in beating, but it was a very close score. So Prairie View is number 11. Number 12 is South Carolina State, who lost early in the season to Jackson State University in the MEAC SWAC Challenge in Atlanta in week zero. Also with number 13, you have Tennessee State University coming in at number 13. Number 14, Grambling State University. Number 15, Hampton University out of the great state of Virginia. Number 16, Alabama A&M University out of the state of Alabama. Number 17, Mississippi Valley State University is coming in at number 17. Then number 18 is Delaware State University. 19 is Bethune-Cookman College out of the great state of Florida down in Daytona Beach. And number 20 is Norfolk State University out of Norfolk, Virginia. So those are the top 20. We want to give each one of them a shout out. Some of them changed places, but they are still working to get to Atlanta based on the power ranking for week three. Give a shout out to Christopher Bennett, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That's Pastor Reverend Christopher Bennett. Thank you for joining us. We also have Jazzy joining us. Thank you for taking time, Jazzy, to be a part of it. Then we have, we got one here special, Urama Grumas joining us. Thank you so much. And we have the Teal Sarah Fella Zanti is joining us. Thank you so much. And you say, wow, we got some names. Yeah, I just had to read off that handle. Again, we want to give an opportunity for our sponsors to come in here and share with you what they're doing. First, we have Tristag LLC. It's a consulting firm that provides what you need in the form of consulting through grant where you've been awarded a grant. They are there to administrate, help you put everything in order so when you're submitting your report, you can be very successful and have those grantors pleased that you did exactly what you requested and said you were going to do. So we give a shout out to Tristad LLC. That's Mr. William Scott. And Mr. William Scott can be contacted at 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott. He's the CEO of Tristad LLC. So we give a shout out to him. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Soap Jim from Jackson and Grace. And we want to play their advertisement. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Jim by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Jackson on Facebook with one N, Jennifer, as well as Charlie's Angel, and you can contact her DM and let her know what you're interested, find out what the inventory is. We truly want to support them as a black business, doing some things to provide an opportunity through the scents, whether they're perfume scent or soap scent. They're just trying to provide you an opportunity. So give them a call. We're going to discuss week two results from the historical black colleges and universities football conferences. We're going to start off with number six, Howard. And number six, Howard was winner over Morehouse College. And we want to congratulate number six, Howard. Number three, Alabama State lost to Miles College. And the score was 21-17, which was an upset. Miles College is a part of the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Alabama State is a member of the Division 1AA, which is the FCS Football Championship Subdivision, and they lost at home in their own stadium to Miles 21-17. Also, number one, North Carolina Central, when I call out the power rankings, defeated North Carolina A&T. So you had two of those major schools in the state of North Carolina battling last weekend, and North Carolina Central was successful. Number five, Jackson State lost to number eight, Southern, with Baltic Southern up to number three. Give a shout out to each of those teams. They're competitive in this. And for the winners, congratulations. For the ones that were not successful, You have a week to make adjustments and come back and play this week. The biggest upset so far of this season in historical black colleges in football, college and university football, you have Miles College. The shout out this week, upset the number 3 ranked in the power rankings of the Division I AA or FCS, Alabama State University. And that final score was 21-17. And it was amazing because the week before, Alabama State defense was on top of it against Southern, sent them out in the second half. But coming in this game, turnovers just will not work. So in essence, we give a shout out to Miles College, a Division II out of the SIAC, upset Alabama State University. Probably left a bad taste in their mouth, and they got to wait a week off. And they don't play this weekend, if they want, so they can come back and travel to Florida A&M University. And it's going to be on and pop because they'll be still ranked number 6. Florida A&M will be 2. So it's going to be an awesome game. So be prepared that not this weekend, but it'll be next week, the 23rd, down in Tallahassee. Go check them out. See what's going on. We have a few must-see games that always we are trying to check out and see. Truly, it's the biggest game will be number 16, Alabama A&M. Number 3, Southern. That will be a big game. Would affect the record of no Southern because they had that one off game, which was Alabama State, which is not counting against their conference record, but overall record we counted against them. So that will be an opportunity for a lot of the Bulldogs from Alabama A&M to travel down to Southern University down in Baton Rouge and tie up with those Jaguars, like some people say. So check them out. They're just going to make it happen this week in week 3. Make sure you're down there checking them and seeing what's going on. Put your meat in the seat. That way you can really enjoy an opportunity to see some good black college football. We're going to move to our coaching corner. Before we do that, we want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors because they truly take time to come at us and support us. They come and they be out and on the move. And I said, thank you so much when they called me and said, we got this for you and we got that for you. This is Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and 3 vegetables meal.
And meat and 3.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Yo, check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. I'm going to give a shout-out to members of the Blue and White family, the Corners. You have a brother Marvin Lala Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we're going to give a shout-out to Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, on 106 West. And if I'm not mistaken, it's like 267 or 261 106 West or Highway 106 West. Check them out. Some of the, I said the best Southern or the finest Southern food I've had in a while. And I want to give them that shout out because they put all in and sometimes put their foot off in it, like people say, to make it happen. So check them out while you're traveling, or either just take a ride down. Are you in the South Central Alabama? Go ahead and check them out over there in Georgiana, Alabama. We want to kind of move forward with our Coach's Corner. We're going to talk about our Power Five. Now, we have our high school on that, but it's going to be the last wrap of it. But our Coach's Corner is so important because we had a top 25 that had a shakeup last week. And we want to call out these teams and make sure we see how the top 5, top 10, top 15, top 25 is looking at this point. We'll start off with still number one and gaining a few more first place votes. It's the University of Georgia. Number two and gaining a few more votes is the University of Michigan. Number three, a new number three this week. This is Florida State University, the Seminoles out of Tallahassee, Florida. University of Texas is coming in number four after really demolishing, which I thought was a competitive Alabama team, beating them 34-24. They just came in, took them to the woodshed, and just went to work. They were successful. Quinn Hughes, the quarterback, he's one of our top performers of the week. We got to give them a shout-out, but we'll talk about that when we talk about top performers. Number five is University of Southern California, USC, comes in at number five. Number six is Ohio State University. And like Ohio State, they're just struggling to hang in there. They're hanging in the number six, five slot, and hopefully they get a break and they can put it all together offensively and defense. They're still trying to decide on a quarterback so they can be successful and maybe move up in the polls. At number seven, Penn State University, who has a big game this weekend playing in the Big Ten. So we look to see number seven, Penn State, is going to do. Number eight is University of Washington, them Huskies, out of the great state of Washington. Number nine, Notre Dame, out of the great state of Indiana. They're coming in at number nine. Number 10, University of Alabama, who fell from number three to number 10 after that. That was a very impressive win by Texas. So we give them the credit because they came to play. And they played Alabama in Tuscaloosa, who had a 54-game home winning streak against non-conference. And then they had a 21-game winning streak in regards to the last time they had actually lost over there. They didn't count because it was a conference game when they lost LSU, and they lost 34-24. Give a shout-out to the University of Texas, and they helped not elevate themselves but sent Alabama to number 10. Number 11 is Tennessee. University of Tennessee, who will be taking on a good foe this weekend. You have number 12, Utah, coming in at number 12. Number 13 is Oregon, led by the former Auburn quarterback, Bo Nix, in his second season there after transferring after graduate school over there. LSU is number 14 after the shellacking they took the first game against Florida State. They're at 14 with a 1-1 record. Kansas State, making things happen out there in Kansas, is number 15. Number 16, Oregon State, and it's making it happen. It's 2-0 and has a quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei, leaving Clemson and heading over to Oregon State. You have the University of Mississippi with Lane Kiffin down there as the coach. They're ranked 17. Colorado, we want to talk about Colorado. We will when we talk about top performers. Last year they won one game. So far they won two games and looking to get that third one. And we're talking about them because Coach Prime, they say he did it in a SWAT. Could he do it in the Power Five? He's doing it in the Power Five. I'm a believer. I was a believer even in the SWAT. So I thought he was the best coach in the SWAT. But he's doing it at Colorado now. They're 2-0. Oklahoma coming in at number 19. So they're at number 19 at 2-0. University of North Carolina is number 10. Duke, who we know upset Clemson and led Clemson vaulting out of the top 25, and it hadn't been like this in a long time. So Duke is 2-0. Miami, the University of Miami, is 2-0, and they put a whipping on Texas Southern, and we'll talk about those games that was must-see and the results on it. Number 23 is Washington State. Washington State continue to grow, continue to get better. UCLA comes in at number 24, and the University of Iowa come in at number 25. So that's your top 25 based on the AP poll coming out on Monday. So it may change next week. We'll see how it goes. So we'll see if it's going to be any shuffling around, any moving around. All right, we want to look at those games we consider to be last week must-see games. And one of the must-see games was Texas, number 11 at number 3, Alabama. And as we know, I went. I said it was a lack, and they take them to the woodshed. Texas upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa, 34-24, 54 home game streak against non-conference. And everybody was, what's going on? That's how it goes. Next upset game, because they continue to win. University of Colorado under prime time, Coach Prime Time Sanders, steals unbeaten. Miami gave a shellacking to Texas A&M down in Miami, University of Miami. They made a statement. That was a college football. Miami is on his way back. Final score in that game was 48-33, and really, it really wasn't close. They was lighting into it. Top performers for week two. Of course, we got to get this young man a shout out because nobody said he could do it. He's coming from the small Division I AA school, LCS. He ain't playing that kind of talent. He's at Colorado now, and he's quarterback Shakur Sanders, who threw for, in 2 weeks, 903 yards and 6 touchdowns. No interception. That's amazing. Truly amazing. So we want to give a shout-out to Shakur Sanders from the University of Colorado. People talking now how he continued to go up the draft board and then coming in as a junior coming in and truly, truly look for much success. Also, we want to give a top performance award to the University of Texas, Quinn Ewbert, by beating Alabama 34-24. He had 349 yards passing. I don't think his uniform got dirty at all. He never hit the ground, from what I've seen. If it was, it's from slide. One being hit by a defensive lineman from the University of Alabama. That is not what Alabama is accustomed to, and they got to go to work to get better. You also had the University of Miami quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke. He threw 5 touchdowns against Texas A&M in a Miami win. So we give a shout, and we gave the final score 48-33. So truly want to let you know the top performers because it's important. Let me give a shout out to Tracy Yvette. Thank you for joining us. Also, we have Channel Low Dash McKay, along with Culture Your Core is joining us. Thank you so much. Two more that's added on. I want to give a shout out in regards to Tom. Now, we want to give an opportunity for our next sponsor to share with you what they're doing. This is L&T Star Wars Lung Service, LLC. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7400.
334-3401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work with L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. So give them a call. Go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth. I'll give them a call at 300. We back it up, 334-300-7401. And he will work with you. He can cut, do some manicure work. He can remove things. He's partnered with another guy that can remove whatever you want moved from your yard. And trees. So give them a shout out, and again, that's Anthony Stallworth on Facebook, or his cell number 334-300-7401. All right, we want to look at the must-see games coming up in your Power 5 in Week 3, and those must-see games are, and you can see it, say it's a super safe, a lot of games going on, but the must-see games are, you have LSU number 14 at Mississippi State. See how that turned out. Really is an important game. Then you have South Carolina, especially for LSU and for Mississippi State. We have South Carolina at number one, Georgia. So we're going to see what the Gamecocks can do. It's going to be tough to win. This team is rolling to do 3-peat, and they're going to have to be ready to come to play and hope there's some pressure put on Georgia that they can get some turnovers and they can get ahead and maybe they can hold on for dear life. Number three, Florida State will be taking on Boston College. We're going to see they didn't play last week, so they're playing this week, and they are up in Boston, Massachusetts at Boston College, and we'll see how they turn out. And the last game, there's a must-see game, a ranked team. You have number seven, Penn State at Illinois. Illinois has been real competitive. Just can't get over the hump, but they're physical. They get after you. So we'll see how Penn State reacts to that. So those are the must-see games coming up this weekend. Plan your schedule. Sit there and enjoy some football on the 16th. This is what I plan on doing, enjoying some football. We're just going to make it do what it do and just enjoy an opportunity. Next segment, we're going to focus on our high school storyline. And this segment, really, we try to look at the game that happened and the results in the state of Alabama based on their power ranking, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi. We also added in here Tennessee. We added Tennessee here. So we want to make sure we look at each one of those conferences to see those must-see games that happened last week with some results. And also some games that were played in each state. And we truly want to make sure we get each of these teams shout out, especially being a power ranking. You have in the state of Alabama at Cindy Lanier High School taking on the old formerly Jefferson Davis High School, now called Jack Johnson Abernathy and Gates. Lanier beat them 47-12. On that Friday night, you had Park Crossing, who was undefeated, playing Carver of Montgomery, who was 1-1, and Carver won the game 27-0. Shout out to those Wolverines over there at Carver High School. Then you also have up in Birmingham, you had Parker, ranked number 9, beat Jackson Owens 49-6. Then you had Fairland, who ranked number 1, taking on St. Paul. And Fairland, who ranked number 1, beat St. Paul Episcopal. Number 2, Central, Phoenix City, outlasted Enterprise. who was ranked number 6. Number 3, Vestavia Hill, fought hard against Thompson, but they were not able to defeat Thompson, so they fell from the number 3 spot, and Thompson brought it up to number 3. Number 7, Auburn, was taking on number 18, Dothan, and Auburn was very successful. In the state of Florida, some game that was played, and we just want to share with you, you had IMG Academy, who was successful by beating Ben Davis. You had St. Thomas Aquinas, who's number 2, Aquinas, is number 2, beat Coco. Then you had Shananal and Madonna playing Bergen Catholic. Shananal was successful. You had Central and BTW, which is Booker T. Washington High School, playing. You had Columbus and Judas playing. Northern down there in Miami playing Southridge. And then you had American Heritage, which is ranked number 7. Northern was 6. Was taking on Glaze Central. American Heritage in Fort Lauderdale. Those are top 17. In the state of Georgia, Buford is number 1. They were off. Mill Creek is number 2, and they was off. You had Wallace number 3, Walton number 3 taking on Pope. You had Langston Hughes number 4 taking on New Manchester. Number 5, Colquitt County versus Lee County. Number 6, West Lake out of that Atlanta area taking on South DeKalb High School in that Atlanta area as well. So those are some awesome games that taking on and is going to be played. You have the South Carolina High School Athletic Association or High School League. And you had several teams to play out of the great state of South Carolina. You had number 1, South Florence, took on Carolina Forest. Number 2, James F. Briars taking on Greer. Number 3, Northwestern was taking on Nathan Ford. Number 4, Sumter taking on Crestwood. Number 5, Gaffney took on Miller. Power ranking. Number 1, Macaulay. Number 2, Lipscomb Academy. Number 3, Baylor High School. Number 4, Memphis University High. Number 5, West High School. Number 6, Alcola High School. Number 9, I want to give a shout out because they know Norma's in the top 10, and that's Brentwood. In the Mississippi High School Athletic Association, you have number 1, Tupelo. Number 2, Oak Grove. Number 3, Madison Central. Number 4, Starkville. Number 5, Patay. Number 6, Ocean Spring. So those are the top 6 in the great state of Mississippi high school. So we will give in 2 weeks, next week, because we'll be coming with Balling with the Dog. We're going to give you some results, and we also will have some new rankings available. Let me tell you, it's been awesome coming for you. This is basically how we want to focus on our sports. And I do want to give a shout-out to my co-sponsors who I know we got our time kind of jammed and kind of a little different on our time. But I want to give a shout-out, and they'll be with me next time for sure. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. They call him the King. We also have Coach Tony Stallworth joining us. Coach Lauren D. Smith joining us. Coach Marvin Lala Smith will be joining us also next in 2 weeks. So we look forward to having that group in here, and then we'll talk some sports. Coach Stallworth is our high school expert, and our middle school expert is Coach Tremaine Edwards, along with Coach Lauren D. Smith and Coach Marvin Lala Smith is our high school representative. So we want to be able to bring you an awesome show in 2 weeks with them joining us. So I really appreciate you taking time. We have a few people to join us. Let me give a shout out to those individuals. It looked like Mike Bell Dash Blog. Thank you so much for joining us. Man, it's been awesome tonight. We shared a lot of information. Hopefully we spoke about your team. You have an opportunity always to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get in line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the awesome co-hosts I have joining me for sure in 2 weeks, because it's every 2 weeks with this show. Man, we're just going to make it happen. We're excited by coming folks before you. As we close out, we have to give our last sponsor an opportunity to share with you what they're all about. And we're glad to have this sponsor. They co-sponsor a lot of our shows. They're the Austin chapter down in Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma, a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Always want to be a part of it. They're a part of it. They co-sponsor our giveaways. They co-sponsor our shows, and we're just glad to have them. So we want to make sure we give them a shout-out. So these are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. This is their promo.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Call a high school version chant. Falling in Love Can Be Frightened. It comes and aired at 6 o'clock tomorrow, Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us. And the Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite because it's dealing with a menu. And we're glad to be able to present it. So check us out tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, the Love Cafe. Man, it's been awesome. And I told you how I feel. I showed you through my hand signals. And I showed you how I feel. But let me close this out by really, really letting you know what it's all about. See, we still, you know, we want to leave something with you all that y'all understand that we're just happy to be able to come before you. And we really, truly love you so much. We love you. We don't own rights to this music, but we want to play it. We love you so. And I say, I love you so. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.
All the lovers in the world. If you know what it feels like to be in love, come on, get with me. And if this song fits how you feel about that special someone in your life, I want you to grab them. Take them to the dance floor. You can swing with them, step with them, twirl with them, whatever.